from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Present for you.
Oh yeah, I've heard about this.
From Jesse Winker from the New York Mets.
Awesome. To Jess, good luck in the US Open. From one Bills fan to another. That's awesome. This is sweet. Oh my God, this is so cool.
Jesse Winker got Jesse Pegula a gift. What was the gift?
It's a signed baseball bat.
Nice.
Jesse Winker from Buffalo.
Who hit a walk-off home run for the Mets. Last week.
And then he like threw his helmet off and celebrated in front of the bench.
And Jesse Pegula, did she not just win a tournament? I thought she just won a tournament. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But the U.S. Open gets going for her tomorrow. The U.S. Open timing, I always get confused by it because like her match is 9 p.m., but there's an asterisk on it. Asterisk on it because I think it depends on how the matches go before her. I don't remember. So tomorrow at 9 is her current scheduled time for her first match in the U.S. Open. Still looking for her first major, right? Right? I don't think she does not have one. Her best result, I don't even think she made a semi. She's made a semi in doubles. She's made the finals in doubles. Quarterfinals in each major, but I don't think I see even a semi. So we'll see. Maybe she could break through here and get her first major. That'd be a cool story. U.S. Open starts today, I think. She starts tomorrow. 803-0550 is the phone number on a hot... Is it muggy out there, too? It looks... It's like you can see the heat off the asphalt. Is it muggy out
there, too? Zach just got in. He said it's not muggy.
It's not muggy. Okay, well, that's fine. That's better. Okay, quick thing on college football. Is Deion Sanders becoming unlikable?
I think he kind of always has been.
He always has been?
Maybe.
I thought it was the opposite.
Since he got to Colorado, I think it's been since then. Because when he was at his other school, I can't remember the name of the school.
He was at Jackson State.
Yeah,
Jackson
but that State. That was fun because it was this underdog story.
HBCU and, story. Yeah. It was cool. It was
but
cool.
Now it's like...
Well,
I don't really like him.
The
much.
Beginning of last year was cool. It was I watched a Colorado State football game for no other reason than Colorado was a vibe. That game with all the celebrities on the sidelines, like The Rock was there. And now what am I starting to get? I'm getting, I don't know. He's just He's banning reporters now. He banned a reporter from the Denver Post because they criticized him. Is that kind of the story? Somewhat. Zach might come in here and inform me a little bit more. But there was also an assistant coach that there was a report about went to meet with the Saudi Arabians for like the Saudi investment fund, potentially coming on as an NIL deal with Colorado. There's all this stuff with Deion that is gone the other way from where I was a year ago with him. That is seemingly, maybe again, maybe it is media trying to make him out to be more unlikable, but I don't really get it. All right, Zach, where am I wrong on this? They did meet with the Saudi investment fund people.
That did happen.
That did happen.
It is a former coach now, I want to say. Okay. So like it didn't totally go through, but that also kind of feels the way that college football is going.
What about this
go.
Denver Post story, though?
The Denver Post story, I'm having a 50-50 feeling on it because a few weeks ago when he basically just wouldn't answer reporters' questions, this was sort of my takeaway of just take away their access. Instead of making this whole kind of sideshow about how you're not going to take their question or anything like that, that's fine. The reporter he ends up actually banning, it's more to do with like he was sort of taking personal attacks at Deion like in every one of his posts, using stuff like false prophet and all that stuff. So I can understand him not being there. I think really the problem is with Colorado and why they are unlikable is they went 4-8 last year, and for the first four games you would have thought they were national championship contenders. And then now going into this year, where they're not necessarily recruiting well, I've still got to hear about Colorado. Like, they'll probably win, like, 6-7 games. They might make a bowl game.
Right. Okay. But they're not going to be worthy of all the attention again.
Not a chance, no. They're only a 9.5-point favorite over North Dakota State at home. And while North Dakota State is a very good program in the FCS, that's not great.
If I know two things about college football, it is you never schedule a Dakota in week one. You also never schedule App State in week
one. This is correct.
Those are the two things. You don't schedule a Dakota and you don't schedule App State in week one. All right. So is he likable to you right now?
He's
like, I feel like I'm getting all these stories and I'm like, what are you doing?
He's likable in the sense that I like that he picked a team like Colorado.
It feels like he's trying to go to war with everybody.
It does, and that's where it kind of loses me, is it's like, all right, Deion, like, just pipe down. I think also, especially, too, like, I have this simmering feeling that, like, the moment Shadur, his son, and Travis Hunter, effectively his son, leave college, which will be after this year, he leaves Colorado. And it just kind of feels like he just wants to, like, coach up, like, the players he likes, and that's about it. I think that's where, like, I'm like, if you stick out with Colorado, I'm here. Like, I like it. But if it's just here so I can coach my son a little bit longer and essentially the player that most reminisces me, then I'm out.
And then he goes and coaches his son with the Dallas Cowboys.
And there we go.
Next year.
There we go.
Then Dak goes to the Giants, and there, boom, here's your NFL season opener. No, that's not your NFL season opener because one of those two teams then would have to win the Super Bowl. All right, well, thank you. We're caught up to speed. Now on all the Colorado stuff. Gerard Mayo just made a comment. We were talking about Drake May in the first segment of this hour, about whether he should start right away. Gerard Mayo kind of came right out and said it on the Greg Hill Show. He said, we got in at 4 a.m. Jacoby Brissett may come in here today and say his shoulder is no good, so I'm not going to go down that road. He said, what I will say is this is a true competition, and I would say at this point, Drake has outplayed Jacoby. So those are exact words. That's kind of definitive. Right there. Then he kind of, couched it with, well, we got to do it all the way back to the spring. We'll see where we end up. Those conversations the next couple of days. But he said the words, this is a true competition, and I would say at this current point, Drake has outplayed Jacoby. I think that's your decision. I think that's all she wrote. I think Drake May is your Patriots quarterback for week one.
Very refreshing, though, for a coach to kind of just, like, outright say it. Like, the plan going into this was Brissett's going to play week one or for however long, and May will sit.
Yes.
And for him to come out very candidly and go, no, May's outplayed him. Now he kind of tries to curtail it a little bit and go, well, we got to go back to the spring, which I find to be just ridiculous. Like, if the young guy has progressed to this point, you go with the young guy.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, and you saw last night, May was making plays out of thin air and was getting called back on penalties and stuff like that. I mean, he looked great, and I don't hate how the Patriots are set up, at least on offense, to at least get something out of May. I don't think he's going to get, you know, hamstringed early in his career. I like some of the young receivers they have. Javon Baker, I guess, has looked shaky at camp at best. Polk, those looked very good. And also, like, just play the guy.
Yeah, that's where I might push back on that a little. Like, I think if I were New England right now, I would be worried about what's around him. I like the potential of those receivers, but... Mm. I look at the other rookie receivers right now. I think everybody's got a guy.
Yeah.
You know you can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels doesn't have much, but he's got Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
He knows he's got a dude. And Bo Nix. Bo Nix has got Cortland Sutton. He knows he's got at least one guy. If I got to put the ball up somewhere, that guy's going to help me come down with it. Caleb Williams is everybody he needs, mm-hmm. right? Who else? Who am I missing? Who's the other rookie quarterback? There's so many rookie quarterbacks this year. Penix isn't going to play. J.J. McCarthy, but he's out. Okay, so that's it. That's the end of the
list. But even then, if J.J. was playing, he has Justin Jefferson.
Right, exactly. So then you go to Drake May. Again, Javon Baker could be good, and Jalen Polk, he was the next receiver after Keon Coleman. He might be good,
yeah.
And I wouldn't be stunned. Hunter Henry is just like kind of the wash of himself at this
Kendrick
point.
Kendrick Bourne.
Is he even there? I don't mind Kendrick Bourne, but I think he is. I think he's still there. If I'm Drake May, it reminds me of the 2018 Bills, actually, a little bit.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was I heard you when I was driving in talking about it, and I was thinking back to 2018, like when, because I was somebody.
Allen had nobody.
And I was all for play the rookie. I've always been that way, and especially, you know, coming off the Peterman season, I was like, why are we doing this again?
Yeah.
But Kendrick Bourne is still there. He's hurt.
Thank you.
Okay. You also have Keyshawn Boutte.
LSU, not great. I mean, we're number seven. That's about it. But you look at that 2018 Bills team, I mean, they had to full-on do a 180 pivot midway through the season in terms of their wide receiver room because Calvin Benjamin wouldn't catch passes from Allen before a game.
Yeah.
And even before that, it wasn't great. I mean, Benjamin catches his first ever touchdown pass at the end of that Chargers game, but it's not great. It doesn't go well. I do look at that 2018 team. I think we probably would be having similar conversations we're having now about the Patriots of, like, are they setting him up to fail? Dable at that point was an unknown, and everything you looked at was not great success. McDermott's a defensive guy. Their number one receiver was Calvin Benjamin.
And for only half a year, and then they said, we can't do this anymore, and then it was Robert Foster.
Yeah.
Allen overcame all that right away, at least. Like, again, I mentioned this earlier. The Bills got there. Mm-hmm. They built the receiving core. They had the right coordinator. They did good. They did well enough on the line. Like, they got there. New England has to go the full distance, and that's hard. And you also need your quarterback to not get spooked, or I guess ruined is not what I want to go with here, but you don't want him to develop bad traits. in year one.
Darnold's the perfect case for this, where eventually it was, I'm seeing ghosts.
Right.
He was so rattled by those first few years that everything was on super speed.
And this maybe isn't mentioned enough. Allen's rushing ability was so valuable and is so valuable today because of, we just see it, how important those plays are at the most important times. In year one, it allowed him to not just crater, right? It was everything for him because their line stunk. They were starting Vlad Dukas still on that offensive line.
What a name.
They had nobody that would get open, but they had a senator that was running around on the field out there that nobody could stop. It was jumping over people. He was running to the corner of the end zone. Allen running and creating with his legs, I think, probably allowed him to learn on the job more so than he would have been able to if he was a pocket guy. Now, the thing about Drake May, though, is, well, he's not Allen running the ball. Nobody is, really. Man, he has a gear that you don't really think he has. There's a 3rd-and-14 play that I mentioned earlier yesterday in that preseason game where he's going to be real close to missing this first down, and he kicks it into high gear.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had never seen him play before, you would have no idea he had this much speed. Like, he's not Lamar, he's not even Kyler, he's not Allen, but he can move.
He is in almost like this weird kind of his own territory, I guess.
Yeah.
You saw it a little bit in North Carolina. I've talked a lot about May because I'm a May truther. He was my second quarterback in this class behind Williams.
Okay.
For me, it was a lot of just he was taking below average or just okay North Carolina teams to levels that they shouldn't have been. I mean, his leading receivers were Josh Downs, and then the next year for half a season, Tez Walker.
Okay.
Both guys, not even debatably first-round picks, and they, I think, both go in the third round.
Yep.
He just makes plays. He just kind of wills himself to do it. And he is a big guy. He's 6'5", 225, what have you. He's got a bazooka of an arm. No, he's not Josh Allen running the ball, because I think you're spot on saying no one really is.
He might be top 10 right away, though.
But he is going to be able, good, I think, to survive a little bit of just like, is your first read not there? Go.
Right. It's not like Mac Jones, once year two and year three happened, and it was, hey, we don't have that much around you anymore. Year one, they had a little bit.
Yeah.
Then it was, we don't have much around you. He couldn't do anything.
No.
Drake May, it might be, if they get into the season and Polk and Baker are, they look like rookies and they don't have much else, and they go, hey, Drake, we don't really have a lot else around you. Drake May just looks like a player to me where he goes, I'm good.
Yeah, like, okay.
I'm fine. I'll create.
Yeah.
I'll create with my legs. I'll throw guys open because, man, he's got an arm. News in from the last minute from Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, and this does matter because the Dolphins and Bills play in week two. Bradley Chubb, Isaiah Wynn, Cameron Good all will start the season on the PUP, which means they will miss the first 4 weeks. So Bills versus Dolphins in week two. The Dolphins will not have defensive end Bradley Chubb. They will not have guard Isaiah Wynn, who is a starter for them, at least on paper. No, he'll start for them no matter what, once he comes back. And then Good's a depth linebacker. Not on that list, though, is Odell Beckham, who is currently on the PUP. And then Jalen Phillips is not on that list, right?
Jalen Phillips, I do not believe, is on that list.
I can't believe, though, he would be back by week two, right? Doesn't that seem crazy?
That seems fast.
He tore his Achilles in week 16, 15, 16, something like that. We'll see, I guess, but maybe newsworthy that he is not listed here. But still no Chubb or Wynn, which are big losses for Miami when they play the Bills in week two. 803-0550 is the phone number. Extendo Sports, and we'll get you off the Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.